Welcome to Fuck Blank, where this episode's blank is FMA. Well, not Full Metal Alchemist, but Filipino Martial Arts. Today with me is a former FEU Arnie's team captain and the founder and co-founder of Sandata Kamao. So yeah, introduce yourselves, guys.
What's up, guys? I'm Lakan Frederick Veleno of Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts, the president and founder of Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts.
Hey, what up, yo? This is Lakan Choi or Donna Heronimo of Sandata Kamao FMA Dudes.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian Gonzalez of the former team captain of FEU Arnie's team. So there you have it.
Yeah. So to start things off, all of us have different inspirations on how we got into martial arts. Mine is basically since I love anime, Ippo, Baki, yeah, basically fighting animes. How about you guys?
At first, ang nag-umpisa ako regarding sa inspiration ko dyan is wala. Father ko actually ang nag-push sa akin to go through sa Filipino martial arts. Actually, hindi martial arts. Start on karate. Tapos nakita ko maganda pala yung Filipino martial arts, nag-enter na ako sa Filipino martial arts industry. Tapos, through that time, nag-try out ako sa mga iba't ibang martial arts din. Kumbaga short session lang. Minsan may mga grandmasters din na nagtuturo sa akin. Meron sa Aikido, sa combat Aikido, si Sensei Omar Kamar. Tapos meron din sa Muay Thai. Tapos meron sa ibang sa ibang martial arts din, FMA din na group, like Tagook System, yan, Balintawak System, at saka yung sa Akalis Illustrisimo. Yan yung mga yun.
Alright. Go, Sir Troy.
How about you, Sir Troy?
Hey, what's up? Bata pa lang ako, mahilig na ako mag-martial art, no? So, nagkaroon ako ng exposure niyan talaga sa media, di ba? Manonood ka ng mga boxing tournaments, parang mga Muay Thai tournaments, then of course, mga movies. Hilig-hilig namin nun manood ng mga Jackie Chan. Then, ganyan, mga katulad mo, no? Anime, di ba ganyan? Then, pagdating ko nung college, ang una kong tinry, nung high school pala muna, meron konting martial arts sa namin, CAT. May konting martial arts dun, so dun yun nag-start talaga. Kaya lang very little eh. Kaya pagdating ng college, meron talagang legit karate organization or yung Shotokan Karate Do International. So nag-join ako dun sa group na yun. Dun 2 years naging practitioner ako ng karate, and of course join sa mga tournaments hanggang sa nagkaroon ako ng encounter with GM Ernesto Presas, kasi that time isa lang yung gym ng karate and at least sa school. Then of course nakikita niya ako, sabi niya, ang sipag mo naman mag-training, tapos try mo rin yung lagyan ng weapons yung arsenal mo, kasi maganda yan na meron kang empty hand backgrounds. Then nung pinaray ko siya kay GM Presas, hindi ko na siya maiwan hanggang sa ang karate, iniwan ko. Kasi sa sobrang ganda, actually na in love ako sa martial arts na FMA. Simula nung ko siya. Tapos hanggang ngayon, after 17 years, I still do FMA.
Tagal na pala ako. Alright. Ako naman, surprisingly recent lang ako nag-join ng Arnie's 2016 sa Ateneo. But the problem there is, grade 5 pa lang, alam mo yun, parang naglalaro-laro lang kami, na okay, may stick siya, tama-tama. Pero soon after, no, 2016, when I was in high school, senior high specifically, I started to love Arnie's. Since the usual club I was in was not available, sabi naman ko, try mo kaya mag-Arnie's, why don't you try it, since lagi mo naman ginagawa. So, sinubukan ko, aba, okay, gulat ako, kuha ko agad. Thus, from there, na-formed ako ng mga coaches ko. And soon later, nandito na ako sa SKFMA. and having a good time din. Pero if we're gonna talk about inspiration siguro, it's on my own eh. Mm-hmm. But if we're gonna talk about who I want to be like when it comes to pop culture, I'd say John Wick. Definitely John Wick. Right? Right?
You look like him.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I got the long hair. I'm trying to grow a beard. So John Wick's the way to go.
Pati beard.
Yeah. I'm trying to grow the beard. So.
All right. Before we go to my next topic, just if you heard the dogs fighting in the ear, because this is a martial arts episode,
yeah, it's
so you need to be extreme. So jokes aside, we just finished our training, so we are still outside and we are currently recording outside. So people are playing badminton, dogs are here, and some just got into a fight. I don't know.
But do note that we are observing social distancing.
Yes, we are.
Just in case you're worried about that.
We're wearing face masks and everything. So yeah, you guys said that you took other martial arts earlier before FMA. So why did you stick to FMA out of, or Filipino martial art, out of karate and whatnot? Because I took Muay Thai and others before and I preferred this when I started.
Nag-stick ako sa FMA because FMA kasi is hindi siya contradict sa ibang art, but it's a complete system eh, from stick, hand-to-hand combat, double stick, solo baston, single stick, empty hand, mano-mano, combat, hand-to-hand combat, may takedowns, grappling, kumbaga ano siya eh, para sa akin it's a complete system na ma-adopt natin at saka sariling atin kasi siya eh. Yun ang pinaano natin, yung culture natin, yung history natin nakadikit sa Filipino martial arts. Yan yung isa sa mga reasons why nag-stick ako sa Filipino martial arts.
All right. I'd like to add dun sa sinabi ni Coach Feds. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that as far as I check, Arnis or Kali or FMA rather, is the only martial arts that starts with weapon first hanggang
yes,
wala nang hawak.
Yes,
tama ba?
Yes, actually.
Kasi di ba, nag-uumpisa tayo na may stick eh.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos pakonti-konti, mamaya naka-knife na tayo. Mamaya naka-dulo-dulo na tayo. Mamaya empty hand na. So, I think it's a good learning process na whatever you learn sa stick, pwede mo i-apply dun sa other kinds of things.
Actually, Coach Fed showed me that earlier na from... If you take the stick, you can go into submission agad, go
diba,
into takedowns.
Right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kaya yung open hand. So, I didn't have any other martial arts first before Arnis. Pull out Arnis ako. Well, I have Taekyon. It's a Korean sport. Pero ano yun? Hindi ako as tutok dun as compared to Arnis. I'm pull out, FMA ako. Ikaw, Coach Choi.
How about you?
Sa tingin mo, Coach? Ba't ka nag
Arnis? Okay, so... Yun nga, no? Katulad sabi ko kanina na in love ako sa FMA kasi dahil ang pinanggalingan ko ay Japanese art na nagko-concentrate talaga siya sa empty hand. Actually, ang karate meron din siyang weapons, kaya lang very lethal. Ngayon, nung tinry ko yung FMA, so nag-weapon muna, tapos dun ko nakita na yun nga nagko-complement din siya sa lahat ng martial arts. Kunwari, may karate background ka, pwede mo siya ipasok eh, at madali lang siya ipasok doon. Hindi katulad ng, kunwari, itong art ka, tapos ipapasok mo yung FMA, parang ang hirap. Ipapasok mo yung moves ng FMA sa ganitong discipline, parang ang hirap. Hindi katulad na ito yung pinanggalingan mong discipline, tapos ipapasok mo yung moves na ito sa FMA. Andali niya i-adapt, no? Para siyang water, di ba? Ika nga nila, be water, my friend.
Bruce Lee.
So, ganun. Kaya na-inlove talaga ako sa FMA kasi then complete talagang from blunt weapons to bladed to empty hands din. Kasi di ba, merong pangamot. Then meron ding grappling, di ba? Mm. Yung dumog or puno. Ano talaga siya? Complete system talaga siya. Kaya love ko ang FMA.
Pati si Bruce Lee, nag-arnish din at one point. Oh, diba? Tama ba?
Si
Danny Nosanto.
Ayun.
That's why he got a Filipino picture.
Si Danny Nosanto din yung yung Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Yung isa sa mga doon.
Actually, si Danny Nosanto talaga ang nirecognize ni Bruce Lee na tagapagmana ng
Jeet Kune Do.
Jeet Kune Do. Ah, okay.
Yung siya lang ang talagang, yung si Bruce Lee mismo nagsabi. Ngayon, ewan ko sila.
Tama, medyo umano na sila eh. Dumami na
sila. Dumami na, oh, lumaki na rin.
So, yeah. So, actually, doing this podcast is a learning experience for me too because I learn a lot of things. So, this next question is, I don't know if you guys have an idea, you could tell me, what is the origin of the term FMA or Philippine Martial Arts? Actually, yeah, Brian brought a source book. So, yeah, enlighten us. The origin of the term FMA or Filipino Martial Arts.
Filipino Martial Arts is a... Actually, nagsimula siya. Ano siya eh? Kali, arnis, eskrima, garote, baston, bato. Ano siya eh? In general, we call it arnis. Nasa ano siya? Nasa umbrella ng Filipino Martial Arts.
Ayun o.
Yun ang ano natin.
Dito, according to ano, Polo Boston by Gialogo in his book, it says here, throughout the Philippines, and I quote, like panandata, pagkakali, palinggorongan, kaliligrab naman, hidaya, eskota, eskrima, arnis. They're all from different places. Like the first one was from Tagalog, the second one is Ibanag. So iba-iba siya. Kaya ang umbrella term natin is Filipino martial arts.
Kumbaga in general, we are Filipino martial arts. Though okay, we have different organizations, iba-iba yung mga organizations natin, Luzon, Visayas, Mindan. But in general, we call it Filipino martial arts kasi yung mga practitioners natin is talagang ano, Filipino, and this is our system, this is our art, and this is our history,
kumbaga,
this is our culture.
But it's what unites us as one. Mm. Ayun, so anyway, so ayun, but I have a special line here that I learned in my journey in Arnis. What does Arnis mean? Where did it come from? At least yung word lang na Arnis. Mm. So Arnis, if you didn't know, came from the word arnes, or also like harness. Mm-hmm. Kasi in olden times, before during the Spanish colonial period, the Filipinos were not allowed to learn arnis per se. So ang ginagawa nila is they're trying to practice it through plays, through acts. Kasi pag tinanong siya, "Uy, ano ginagawa niyo?" "Ah, para po tong ano, play para kay Padre Damaso or something." 'Di ba? So ano siya, sasabihin na kasi arnis meaning props.
Okay.
Kaya nag-evolve siya to arnis 'yon. So 'yon, just a fun fact.
So is that the sort of origin of what you call this, anyo?
Anyo, iba yun. Okay. Anyo means form, yeah. Literally. Kaya okay. So, I'm just explaining the word. Pero when it comes to saan ang origin, now that's a hazy question.
Actually, arnis is a latecomer in the Philippine in martial arts system. Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, tama.
It is not until the 1960 na naging international landline siya.
Mm.
Thousands of years after our origin. Di ba? So, kumbaga, nag-ano siya, kailan lang ang arnis talagang nag-evolve, nag-ano, 1960s, tapos dire-diretso na yan. Tapos naging ano lang siya, naging, naging, ano lang siya, naging...
Ay, 1969.
Oo. 1960s, mga 60s siya.
Tama.
So ano siya, nagsimula lang na maging national sports ang arnis. Ito lang. Lately, ano, December
11, 2009. Ah,
that's
awesome.
Ano yan, umiyak. Nakita ko pa niyan that time na umiyak si Grandmaster Ernesto Amador Presas. Kasi ang tagal nilang pinupush yung arnis, lalo na yung may arnis Philippines, may ano. Hmm. Tapos biglang, nung nakita niya, uy, ano pala, na naging, na-recognize na pala na national sports yung arnis.
Hmm.
Talaga na, ano, yun yung ano na.
Ayun, if
RA ano?
Ito.
RA 9850.
Ayun yun, tama.
Republic of 9850.
Ayan. Passed by the Philippine Constitution Article 14, Section 19. If you guys want to check that out. Ayan, sa Philippine Constitution natin.
An act declaring arnis as a national sports and martial arts of the Philippines.
Hmm. Ayun, tama.
Sir Choi!
Anyway, sa term, no? Hindi kasi ako personally lang, I prefer FMA talaga. Kasi, sa syempre, di ba nga, 17 years na tayo nagpa-practice ng FMA. Ang dami ko na rin na meet na mga grandmasters, di ba? Actually, may mga nagsasabi talaga sila na ano yun, na pretty ano na lang talaga na ang itawag mas maganda is FMA.
Mm.
Kasi the word Arlis is not purely a Filipino term. Even Kali and Eskrima.
Okay.
Actually, mga ano sila yung parang foreign words.
Mm.
So, the best way to call it talaga is Filipino martial arts. Actually, noon, ang kwento rin nila, ang tawag lang naman talaga dito sa martial art natin or ay sandata or pananandata. Mm. Mga ganyan.
Ah, okay.
Tapos nito lang siya natawag yung Arlis Kali Eskrima. Then, kaya ako, I prefer FMA kesa sa tawagin mo siyang Arlis
Kali. Mas unified yung term.
Yes, unified ang term.
Kasi nga, hindi naman talaga pure Filipino language yung Arlis Kali and Eskrima.
Oh.
And sa dami rin ng dialect dito sa Pilipinas, di ba? Parang hirap i-ano nun, di ba? Paano mo pag-iisahin nun? Libo ang dialect dito sa Pilipinas, ha?
Yun! Yeah, guys. Actually, side question lang. This is not part of the main questions. But, alam nyo, pinag-uusapan natin kanina to. I forgot the title. Yung Disney movie.
Raya!
Oh, Raya.
Yeah, we're so excited for Raya, guys. Watch it.
So,
Raya!
Yeah. So, ano siya? Is it Arnis? Or may halong Malayan? Ano ba?
If I may, ang nakikita ko dito is Raya is a mix of Southeast Asian cultures. So, hindi lang siya Filipino. Though, ang pinaka-prominent na Filipino thing doon is yung ano nga natin, yung Arnis sticks.
Filipino martial arts and yes. Yung ano, Chris, nagamit niya.
Ayun, tama.
Chris sword.
So ayun, you can see different cultures like yung hat ng Vietnamese doon, yung Saot Raya. Pero you dominant doon na alam natin na Filipino is yung sticks niya definitely.
Mm.
Pati yung moves niya, Arnis na Arnis eh.
So yeah, actually, I've been wondering that ever since I saw it. Kasi nga, nung nakita ng mga tao, uy, Arnis, Filipino pride.
Oh, totoo.
This is a Filipina Disney princess. Or kung maging Disney princess man siya.
I mean, I know we Filipinos love to say Pinoy pride, but I'm gonna say on this one, sorry guys, this is representing the whole Southeast Asia.
Yes.
Ako, agree ako dun.
Tama.
Kaya lagtaka rin ako eh.
Diba? Pero, you know, pride pa rin kasi na-represent yung Arnis eh.
Ayun, so actually, this is the next question. See, since my guests today are, my three guests today are the co-founder and co-founder of Sandata Kamao. Our coaches. Which is one of the organizations of Filipino martial arts. Can you tell us more of the origin of Sandata Kamao naman?
Ayan.
Actually, Sandata Kamao, our lineage came from Grandmaster Ernesto Amador Pesas. Then, nagkaroon kami ng opportunity na magtatag ng isang group, which is what we call Sandata Kamao. Nagsimula ang Sandata Kamao 2014. Together with me, Lakan Frederick Veleno, Lakan Jonah Jeronimo, Lakan Jameson Almoguera, and Lakan Oliver B. So, kami yung nagtatag ng Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts. Ang objectives ng Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts is to represent the combatives, to focus more on combative principle of Filipino martial arts. Yun ang ginagawa namin. Though na ipapasok namin dito yung sports and other cinematic moves na kumbaga ano siya, complex kami. Complex kami. Pwede kami sa sports, pwede kami sa cinematography, pwede kami sa combative side. Yun ang pinakaano namin.
Tama.
Then our system is ang objective namin kasi ganito eh. Iba yung vision namin regarding sa Sandata Kamao at iba yung gusto namin mangyari lalo na sa mga students namin. We treat our student actually as a family.
Tama.
Kumbaga, a family na you can go cross train kung sino man ang gusto mo, but then you have the the loyalty and the respect pa rin sa ating ano, sa ating sariling organization. Tapos isa pa yung mga instructor natin. Ang pinakagusto naming mangyari sa mga instructor is ano, to recognize talaga, to be exposed. Kumbaga yung hindi mo hahawakan, and in fact, sino ba naman ako para hawakan, kasi ako I mean it by myself na mga seniors ko rin sila sa ano, sa kombatan before. So gusto ko sa amin pantay-pantay lang. Pag merong ang ganito, meron din akong ganito. Kumbaga, kung may student ka na ganyan, kung may student ako, share tayo sa student natin, or kung may share tayo sa ano, sa kita. Kumbaga, dapat dito kumikita rin yung instructor, kumikita lahat. Kumbaga, everybody happy. Hindi tayo yung katulad ng traditional na talagang nakaano na, kumbaga close hand, bawal kang pumunta sa iba, bawal ka ng ganito ganyan, bawal ka sumali ng tournament na ganito. As much as possible sa Sandata Kama o Filipino Martial Arts, binibigyan natin ng opportunity yung mga student natin na sumali sa iba't ibang sports, especially Filipino Martial Arts sports. Tapos meron din tayong Wego Todo.
Medyo intense.
Yeah, yung Wego Todo is weaponized cage match, kung saan nakilala naman namin dito si Jefe Chief Ferdy Munsayak, the chairman of Underground Battle MMA, UGB. Tapos, yan, nakasali rin tayo sa mga sports. Isa rin sa mga tumulong sa atin talaga sa organization natin is yung Modern Arnis Manumano Filipino Martial Arts, MAP FMA, na itinayo ni Punong Lakan Garitoni Nicolas. I have the full respect to Punong Lakan Garitoni Nicolas, kasi siya yung talagang nag-expose sa amin sa outside world, sa industry ng Filipino martial arts. Tapos naisabak kami sa kung saan-saan na mga events. Tapos isa pa diyan, yung ito lang recently, I got the opportunity na our team got the opportunity na makilala si Grandmaster Rene Tongson, which has a big name talaga sa mundo ng Filipino martial arts, and especially sa histories or sa ano niya. Kumbaga, hands down ako with all respect sa tatlong yan, sa mga ano, and syempre sa lineage namin, full respect to our lineage, the combatant. So that's it, Sandata Kamao, binibigyan namin sila ng opportunity to join sports, at isa, higit sa lahat, binibigyan din namin ng opportunity ang mga students namin to train, especially sa ano, firearms. Sa mga
ganyan. Ayun, excited namin. Na ako.
Yung naiba sa atin actually.
Kasi ano eh, we are complex system na you can train knives, bladed knives, you can train sticks, you can train hand-to-hand combat, especially higit sa lahat, kailangan mo rin ma-training yung ano, yung firearms.
Marksman,
kasi ano yan eh, ang Sandata Kamao yan, ang Sandata Kamao kasi is prevention, protection, tactical combative. Yan ang pinaka ano namin. Yan ang pinaka line ng ano namin.
Moto.
Kung bakit pinaka-moto namin. Mm-hmm. Kung bakit kami nagtandi dito. Yun, at saka yung pagkakaibigan, camaraderie. Yes. Kumbaga, kailangan dito pantay-pantay, pero ano talaga tayo, family.
Siyempre, yeah. Ano, even though family yan, siyempre may respect pa rin kami sa coaches namin.
Oh, yes.
Ano, full out respect pa rin. Yung, that's why a lot of people call Coach Feds siya, Coach Choi, Lakan. Kasi the word Lakan is like teacher para sa amin. So, well, it's not directly, it doesn't directly mean teacher, it means warrior. But you get the idea.
Okay. How about you, Coach Choi, Lakan Choi? Do you have anything to add sa origin ng Sandata Kamao?
Yes, so tinatag namin itong Sandata Kamao FMA kasi para yung may concept ito na ano eh, na hindi ganun, yun nga, katulad ito sinabi ni Sir Pence kanina, no? Hindi ganun ka-strict, yung talagang you will have fun, you will learn martial arts and have fun. Then of course yung medyo ano na ito, yung talagang may pagka-tactical side, dahil nga ilang years na rin kami nagtuturo sa law enforcement agencies, no? So nag-involve na rin na yung skills na naipasa sa amin noon, ngayon na gawa naming ma-evolve pa siya sa on more combative, no, style. Noon simula nung tinatag namin itong Sandata Kamao FMA. And of course yun nga, na talagang lahat. Yung iba yung ano eh, yung system ng pamamalakad sa camaraderie ng grupo kaysa dun sa pinanggalingan namin na masyadong traditional ba yung ano no, yung pinanggalingan. Nothing wrong with that. Kaya lang for me, I would really prefer na hindi ganun ka-strict, 'di ba? Yung ano, yung iba ganun ang gusto, then pero ako as a person,
yeah,
'di ba? Iba-iba tayo ng ano, 'di ba? Mas gusto ko yun na yung medyo maluwag tayo kanya.
Tama.
Kasi mas masaya eh. Dapat kung nagma-martial arts ka, dapat nag-enjoy ka rin. For me ganun.
Actually ito, this is a segue kasi saktong sinabi ni Coach ni Lacanfeld na this is a combative martial art, FMA, and sandat kamao. And this, for me, has been the longest debate among nagpa-practice ng martial art and yung mga nag-uumpisa pa lang, especially nung nag-uumpisa pa lang ako sa kid. Kasi, nung nag-aikido, sinasabi nila, eh, ba't ka nag-aikido? Di naman practical yun for the streets or ganon. Maglipat ka na lang sa amin dito. So, how do you say na
a long debate
a martial art, a certain martial art is for sport lang or it's for practical use or it's for combat?
Pati ako na-trigger
din. Actually, yan ang matagal ng issue noon. Pero for me, ako sasabihin ko sa lahat, there is no perfect martial arts actually. Pag oras mo na. If time mo na. Minsan nga pagtulog ka, magagawin mo pa ba yung martial arts mo kung binaril ka na or sinaksak ka na or what? Kumbaga, let's face it, walang perfect martial arts. May alam ka na hindi ko alam at may alam ako na hindi mo alam. Once we have the encounter, it depends sa training natin, sa kung ano man yung ginagawa nating system or sa ano. Ang ano niya, pag nagkatapat tayo, we don't know each other at I don't know your style, I don't know your techniques, you don't know my style, you don't know my techniques. It's either you win or I win. It's either you lose or I lose. Kumbaga, sa martial arts talaga, walang perfect martial arts. Yung enemy mo dito, actually, yung competition mo dito is yourself. Kasi it's you. Kung hanggang saan ka ba nagtitraining, ano ba yung way ng pagtitraining mo, kung paano ka ba nagtitraining, ano ba yung concept ng pagtitraining mo, at kung paano ka mag-filter ng useful and not. Sabi nga ni Bruce Lee, keep what is useful, reject what is not, then explore the thing. Yun yung ano natin. Yun ang masasabi ko regarding that. Walang perfect martial arts. Kumbaga, if it's your time, it's your time. Kaya nga, Sandata Kamao is here to train students to be complex. Kumbaga, hindi sila yung binigyan mong baril, hindi nila alam. Binigyan mo ng knife, hindi nila alam gamitin. Tinuruan, inanuhan mo ng nilaban mo sa empty hand, tapos hindi nila rin alam. Kumbaga, kasi ako marami ring mga Filipino martial arts na hindi marunong mag-meet, hindi marunong mag-ganito, hindi alam sa sports. Pero kailangan maging complex tayo. Maraming martial arts na walang perfect martial arts for me. Yun yung pinaka
Ako naman, let people know. Kasi a lot of people don't know. In our news, or in martial arts itself, there are three perspectives. Meron tayong yung art mismo, which is yung parang anyo, where we display fancy moves, pampaganda.
Basically like kata.
Oo, baka yung kata. Pero sa amin, tawag doon anyo, which means form. Meron din tayo yung sports, which is yung ngayon, sa PECA.
Oh.
Yung pang-international. Na may rules tayo, and it maintains on safety and the love of arnis for ano mismo. For the show of prowess and skill. And lastly, meron tayo yung combat, which is like tactical na how can it be used in real life?
Yes.
Like, let's see, paano kung hinold up ka, anong gagawin mo? Buti na lang, alam mo ang arnis per se. Kasi meron ding points sa arnis na pwede gawin pang tactical. Yes. So let's say we want to show off, meron din points sa arnis na for performance. Or let's say, you want to win, you want medals, meron din parts sa arnis na for sport. So people like the debate about that. Pero yun yung perspective ko na pinaniniwalaan ko.
At saka sa ano, sa Sandata Kamao kasi hindi lang natin tinuturuan yung mga students natin na ah sige, bira, tira, ganyan, ano lang. Go ka lang ng go, no. Ang inaano natin dito yung tactical mindset, situational awareness, yung UDA principle, observe, orient, decide, and act, and other tactical systems na ginagawa natin na ano talaga, na magagamit nila in real life. Kumbaga pag nasa labas sila, mag-isa sila, o alam nila yung situational awareness, alam nila na ganito, alam pala nila yung ganyan. Yun. Yun ang isa sa maganda rin kung bakit pinag-aaralan natin yung ano, yung pinag-aaralan namin yung sa system natin. Yun.
Mas malawak. Kumbaga.
How about you, Coach? Lakan Choy?
Well, for me, yun nga, ano, maganda dito sa Sandata Kamao is yung naaaral mo lahat, no? Meron kasing, ano eh, merong mga ibang groups na focus na sila sa self-defense side lang. Mm. Meron namang groups na sports lang yung focus nila. So, dito sa Sandata Kamao, gustong-gusto ko na napo-focus niya lahat. Self-defense, even yung tactical, pati yung mga ganyan, yun nga, yung UDA, ano na yan eh. Talagang tactical mindsetting siya, hindi siya physical. Tapos syempre of course yung physical kasama doon, then of course pati yung sports, yun ang gusto ko dito sa group natin, no? Na lahat sports and self-defense and combative, so lahat yun.
Ayun, so ako naman ayun, may sports science ano ako, sa sports science perspective kasi yun yung course ko. How do we count a sport as practical, di ba? Mm. Para sa akin, it's practical if A, you get exercise which makes your body healthy and your mind healthy. Mensana incorpore sano. A healthy mind is a healthy body.
Okay.
And nabibigay naman yun ng earnest, di ba? So I guess it's practical. Sunod, it's practical if you could apply it to real life. O yun nga, yung combative part natin. And it's practical if it triggers your creativity. And that's our performance side, your anyo namin. Kasi, ayaw ko sa ibang groups ha, pero sa atin ata, may bibigyan ka ng basic set. Tapos, in order to make an anyo, that is the student's creativity na. Na paano mo papagandahin yun by just using the basic moves. Ayun. So, yun yung ano, I think a lot of martial arts may be practical in different perspectives.
Alright, so yeah. Ito naman, I ask yung ano nga, how do you know, or yung debate niya, if, how do you know if a martial art is for sport or for practical or combat? Ito naman, I assume you guys see yung mga kumakalat na videos na yung what they call fake martial arts. Yung
yeah, I've seen some of them.
McDojo!
Yeah, yung McDojo, exactly.
Yeah, si Master yung Ken.
Wala pang hahawakan, hindi ka pa hinawakan, tumatalsik na. What are your opinion on that? Kasi I know they do it, I assume for me, my opinion, they do it for the money.
Yeah.
I could agree with that one.
Same as politics. I know!
Okay. Anyway.
So what are your opinions on that?
Yung mga
people doing that.
Impractical na, let's say, halata naman, I'm pretty sure someone can tell if it's legit or not. Kasi like, let's say yung mga nakikita natin sa internet, nag-force push lang sila, tumba na agad, ano sila, Jedi? Obvious lang naman eh, martial art. From the word martial or Mars, the god of war. And art, which is a form of expression. So martial art, war art, kumbaga, di ba? Or combat arts. If parang force push na ewan, I don't agree with that. I agree with people when they say it's fake. I'm sorry, you could get back to me on that, but if you have proof that it's not fake, I'd be willing to know about it.
I mean, part of me wants to believe, pero part of me, like, alokohan na yan eh.
And again, ayun, I'm gonna plug in again my sports science perspective. I learn how the body works. And I do not believe in those force pushes. The body is not capable of doing that. Okay. Kayo, Coach.
Lakan Choy, Lakan Ped, may kayo doon. opinion niyo sa mga McDojos, yung mga nagpo-force push.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Ano kasi yan eh. Katulad rin nga ng sinabi mo kanina kasi ano siya eh, money, di ba? Yun naman ang objective niyan eh, maka ano sila, no? So, for me, nakakalungkot na gano'n, na ginagamit nila ang martial arts para mangguyo ng mga tao, no? Pero, ayun, yung para sa mga tao naman, wag naman siguro maging gullible.
No.
Kasi,
tama.
Yun nga eh, anuhin nyo naman, tignan nyo naman talaga kung totoo ba yung inaano nito. At least gusto nyo talaga magkaroon ng superpowers being katulad ni San Goku, kaya kayo naniniwala sa gano'n, no? Kaya lang, ano na yun eh. Diba? Hindi na siya talaga realistic.
It's a bit of a stretch.
For entertainment lang yung gano'n, hindi siya for realistic. If you want, ano, real martial arts, talagang doon kayo sumali sa legit martial arts at siyempre high school.
Ayun, coach, how can we tell kung legit nga?
Oh, how can we tell kung legit?
Siguro makikita nyo sa ano nila, no, sa credentials. Ay, diba? Actually. Titignan nyo kung saan sila nagkaano. Kumari, ano, yan, pag okay. Yung group nagtuturo sa isang criminology school, o kaya nagtuturo sila sa law enforcement, eh legit yun. Kasi pag sila kukunin ng law enforcement agency kung kalokohan lang pinagtuturo nila, diba?
Tama, tama.
Yung mga ganyan. O kaya ganito, sumasali talaga ng tournaments, tapos ano, diba, nananalo. So legit yun, pag mga ganun. Kasi merong mga group na ano ha, ayaw sumali ng tournament, pero sinasabi nila na sobrang ano nila. Eh, ang parusap nila, may rules daw eh. Diba? Pero diba, makipag-sparring ka kung totoong, ano, kung totoong tama yung skill na
tinuturo.
Diba? O ganun ba?
Assessment na lang. Obvious naman ata ako ni legit ako hindi. Kaya ko.
Una, nakaka-visit sila. Kasi sinisira nila kung sino talaga yung original na kung sino talaga yung legit na practitioners.
Tsaka parang no. Ninanakaw nila ang pera ng ano.
Yes. Ano yan eh, more on business kasi ang ginagawa nila eh. Minsan kasi may mga taong magagaling din magsalita, magaling talaga yung makahatak ng mga tao, ng mga clients, ng mga ano. Tapos meron naman din, nasa law enforcement industry na ano, tapos fake din pala yung ginagawang martial arts niya. Tapos ano talaga, diba?
Hindi na namin sasabihin ko sino, pero
kumbaga magugulat ka kasi ano, napasok sila sa ganun. Meron din nga sa ibang bansa eh, nakapasok sa military, pero yung tinuturo niya talagang ano eh, deadly. Kumbaga mamamatay yung ano, mamamatay yung practitioner. Hindi yung practitioner na makakano, kumbaga ang pinakamaganda siguro, yun nga, sabi nila kan Choi, i-check natin yung backgrounds nila, ano ba yung mga credentials nila, saan ba sila nanggaling, ano ba yung mga nagawa na nila, na-achieve na nila sa mundo ng sa mundo ng martial arts general. Yun yung ano natin. Huwag tayo basta maniniwala sa mga sabi-sabi, minsan recommend. Minsan i-check din natin kasi una sa lahat, sayang ang pera mo, sayang ang oras mo, sayang ang buhay mo. Yun yung pinaka-ano natin.
Alright, Coach Choi, do you have anything to add?
Be vigilant lang din.
Okay.
Be vigilant lang din sa mga ano na yan. Kung balak nyo pasokin ng mundong ito, di ba? Maging vigilant din kasi may mga fake din talaga.
So yeah, we're talking about yung mga fake style and mga martial arts in lahat ng martial arts. How do you say, lalo na Lacan Choi and Lacan Ped are the founder of the Sandata Kamao organization, how do you say that a style is legit? Kasi let's say yung ano naman, yung wushu or yung kung anong Chinese kung fu, yung mga weapon style nila is nag-originate sa mga farmers trying to protect themselves, kaya may rake, may mga long pole.
Good question yan ah.
How do you say a style is legit?
Mayroon akong pang ano. Kasi how do we, ako mas na support kong FMA ah. Ayun nga, like what I said, where the name pa lang where it originated. Again, I will cite a source from the book of, ano, Yaligo. It said he cited here by Wiley in 1996. The 9th Infantry was an American regiment with recent combat experience in Cuba, Manila, and China. Although equipped with standard-issue Krag rifles and .38 caliber Colt revolvers, Company C was demolished and saved for 24 men at the hands of bolo-wielding Filipinos. So it proves na legit ang FME. Mm. Kasi may historical proof tayo na World War I pa lang, inaano na yan.
Tama. Yung historical proof.
Mm.
Yun, saan ba yung ano? Though, ito nga ano ko, syempre may mga ibang martial arts na okay yung history, okay yung ano, pero yung execute. Practitioner, yung nagiging ano sa kanila, hausaw na. So, ang maano ko lang kasi sa atin, ano eh, yung sarili pa rin natin, kailangan tayo yung makaalam, tayo yung, kumbaga, alamin mo kung ito ba, makikita mo naman kasi kung tama ba yung ginagawa niya o hindi. Although hindi mo makikita yun at first, pero through the journey mo, makikita mo yon, tapos mag-i-explore ka rin ng ibang ano eh, ibang art, ibang ano, makikita mo yung differences eh. By the end, pag na-adapt mo naman kung ano yung useful at hindi, makakabuo ka ng system mo eh. Parang ganun na, kasi martial arts, it's you eh.
Mm.
Yun ang para sa akin, martial arts kasi it's you eh. Ikaw yan eh. Kumbaga, there's so many teachers, there's so many grandmasters, masters. Kumbaga, nakaano lang yan sa nalalaman nila eh. Kumbaga, you are packing ideas in yourself eh.
Mm.
Kumbaga, you're packing every ideas in your sa sarili mo eh. ikaw yung nagfi-filter niya.
Mm.
Kaya sa ngayon kasi hindi mo na talaga makikilala kung legit ba to o hindi kasi minsan ang galing talaga magsalita eh.
Mm.
Ang galing niya magano. Tapos pag ano na, pag totoong laban na, pag ano na, wala na. Kumbaga, hindi na niya alam.
Okay.
Parang nawawala na 'yung ano, magaling lang pala to sa cinematography. Mm. Kaya ngayon eh, merong i-filter natin yung we need to be complex. Kumbaga, okay tayong maging matuto sa combat, sa sports, sa mga cinematic or fancy moves. Okay yan. Be complex. Pero you need to filter ano ba yung useful sa hindi.
Okay.
Kasi martial arts is you eh.
Mm.
Ayan yung ano, para sa akin ha. For ngayon.
Alright, how about you, Shoy? For me,
pag ganun gusto mo malaman kung legit talaga yung system, proper research.
Proper research.
Yung, yun nga, may maganda kung may mga historical documents, diba? Ayun, proper research, dapat nagaganong pa. Kung talagang gusto mo malaman na legit ha. Pero kasi, totoo lang, kung gagamitin mo talaga common sense, makikita mo naman ng galawan ng isang system kung effective yun o ano eh. Mm. O San Goku eh.
San Goku? May dami-dami.
Diba? Kasi kung makikita mo naman yung mga touch of death, kasi kunwari, babanggitin ko na, 'di ba? Itong Dimmak, umano to dati eh, nung lalo nung 90s, sumikat siya kasi actually ano siya, totoo siya na pag inano, pagkabisado mo yung pressure points, tapos natira mo talaga siya. Talagang mapaparalyze ka or pwede ka mamatay. Ngayon, nagkaroon pala siya talaga ng study na effective lang 'yon kung yung opponent mo non-moving.
Tsaka hindi nagre-resist.
Oo. Pero pag nag-move yung opponent mo, wala yun eh. Martial arts ba, hindi pa gumagalaw yung opponent mo, di ba gumagalaw yan? So yung mga ganon. So proper research, di ba? Yung mga ganon. Kaya nasira din ang Dimmak dun eh.
Okay. So, eto. Since we are doing an episode on Filipino martial arts, or FMA for short, and di naman lahat ng listeners are martial arts practitioners, so... from my experience, pag sinabi na, nagpa-practice ka ng Filipino martial art, ano yan, Arnis? So, parang, it's the same logic na, ang tawag dito?
Pag sinabi mo,
ano ba?
What's your language? Tas Tagalog lang, parang mali eh.
Or ano?
Actually, yung iba nga sabi, nagkakarate ka.
Oo.
Kahit nakakita na sila ng stick.
Nagkakarate. Stick karate. Oo. Ano sasabihin nila?
Or parang, ano dito, uy, ayusin mo ang cellphone mo, ito naman course mo. Parang ganun. So, since we are...
Medyo-generalize masyado.
Oo, parang generalize. So, for the listeners out there, what is the difference between... Or, correct nyo lang pag mali ako, may sabi ako, nasabi ako, non-Filipino martial arts. Kali, Eskrima, and, well, Arnis. So, what is the difference between the three?
Spelling!
Kali... Go ahead. Sige, Coach. Sinabi mo kasing Filipino martial arts. Hindi lang yan Arnis, Kali. We also have Dumog. We have Panuntukan. We have... If you guys don't know what Dumog is Filipino wrestling. Sikiran is Filipino parang kicking?
Yawyan.
Yawyan, yun. The Dance of Death. Or Panuntukan, Filipino Dirty Boxing. And Arnis, which is stick fighting or bladed combat, right? So, FMA is the umbrella term for things like this. Mm. And let's say Arnis, Kali, Eskrima are the specifics.
Kali, Arnis, Eskrima, Garote, Baston-Baston, Baton-Baston, the same lang yan. Because we have kasi almost 100 dialects na kasi sa Philippines eh. Yung some island they call it Kali nga, some island they call it Eskrima, some island they call it Arnis de Mano. But in general, we call it Arnis.
Ayun. So, if you guys don't agree, feel free to leave a like or comment.
Follow the podcast.
Follow the podcast. And you know, maybe you could have a reaction video if you think we're wrong. But again, in our perspective, Arnis, Kali, Eskrima, Garote, they're all just different languages for the same thing.
Yeah.
Kasi ang ending natin, lahat yan nanggaling sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Actually, that is a nice answer. Coach Choi, may
and I thank you.
And oh, I ko lang yung sinabi ko kanina, no? Me personally, I prefer talaga FMA.
Oh. Ayun, kaya kasi umbrella nga eh.
Filipino martial arts.
Parang walang away.
Oo. Oh. Kasi nga, di ba yung karate, ang dami, may Shotokan, may Kyokushin, may mga ano. Uh-huh. Pero ang tawag siya, pero tawag sa kanila, karate. Hmm. Ang Muay Thai, di ba? Ang dami, may mga ano, may boran, may ano. Pero isa lang din kung saan ang galing tayo.
So yeah, since you guys said earlier na Huwego Todo ba yun?
Ayan, Huwego Todo.
Actually, for me, I'm quite happy na meron na yun dito. Ewan ko kung matagal na siya. You can answer it.
2014.
Oh, matagal na pala.
Sort of recent.
Kasi may nakita ako sa YouTube recently or weeks ago na meron naman sila version nun sa States, which is yung gladiator fighting.
Meron nun. Tapos meron pa nun sa cage.
Sa cage.
Dato team, sila ano, naggagawa nun. Pero
gladiator fighting may armor yun.
May armor.
Parang may armor sila, may takedowns rin.
Ano yun?
Ano yun? Baka Dog Brothers!
Hindi. Yung parang nasa octagon rin, pero may ano, may shield and everything.
Dato team na yun.
Pero may armor yun. Kasi ang Huwego Todo, headgear lang.
Wala tayo armor.
I mean, at least headgear. Mas extreme.
Headgear, crotch guard, tsaka...
Yun lang.
Gloves.
Gloves lang.
Yun lang. Pero guys, don't worry, yung Huwego Todo ngayon, padded stick na gamit natin.
At saka ano...
A lot safer.
Inaano namin na hindi... For beginner, syempre, hindi mo na gawin yun. Kumbaga, it takes trainings talaga. Hindi kami nag-ano, sige, okay na to, sabak agad. Hindi. It takes training time at saka ano, yung kailangan handa ka pagpunta doon.
Amateur kasi yun, yung padded stick, amateur Huwego Todo yun. Pag nag-pro ka na, doon,
light stick.
Ayun. At dapat bata ka talaga doon, gagawin mo talagang bato-bato katawan mo para ano,
hindi na ganun
sa di ba? Doon sa
duguan yun
Doon sa round. No?
Actually, yung ano nito, yung host nito, sunod na yan.
Ay, si Happy.
Nagpa-practice na, ipapapalo na.
Actually, sa mga nagawang events namin, no, with UGB na Huwego Todo, actually, wala pa namang dinugo. Wala pa.
Pero sa training, sa training
meron.
Puro ano pa lang, puro
pasa lang.
Pasa, latay.
Wala namang coach. Wala pa nasisiraan ng buto or something.
Wala. Okay. Hindi kasi
Happy
yung mga sumali din talaga doon. yung mga sumali din talaga doon as in training na mahigpit nung
training talaga,
cardio, training. Then syempre weights, tapos syempre yung arms training mo. Ganun. Hindi siya yung typical ano kasi hardcore tournament ito eh. No, kaya gagawin mo ring weaponize talaga yung buong katawan mo. Tapos sasamahan mo siya ng ano mo, army skills. Ganyan.
So
So kailangan mo talaga gawing matigas yung katawan mo kasi at least hangga't maaari dapat hindi ka matamaan ng stick. At kung sakaling matamaan ka, dapat kaya yun i-take ng katawan mo. Kaya magte-training ka talaga ng hardcore din. Kung gusto mo lumaban ng Wego Toto. Pero grabe din ang ano ang prices pag ikaw ang naging champion kasi
house and lot 100,000 pesos.
Hindi, 50,000 pang kabuhayan showcase, then the motorcycle, then 20,000 cash. 20,000 cash. Yung latest champion namin na sa Henil Francisco, yun lahat. Winner take all yun, ha? Winner take all.
Mm-hmm. Happy baka naman.
I mean, gusto nyo, since wala pa nababalian ng buto, ako yung first.
Pati lang mauna ka.
Wala pa nabalian ng
buto. Ayos, so...
Nakonwood.
So, ayun nga. So safety, may safety pa rin doon,
yes,
guys.
Yes, may safety. Yeah, kasi may headgear eh.
Oo.
Yun naman ang importante diyan,
wag na matamaan yung ulo.
I mean, despite it being hardcore, safety is still a martial arts number one priority.
When pag sport, di ba?
Oo.
Pag combat walang pakialam diyan.
Pero pag sport, ano. Sa tactical, wala nang rules yan. Survival of the fittest na yan.
Well, that's nice to hear kasi nga well, may balak rin naman.
And
unlike us other combat organizations na may laban-laban talaga, na like, I forgot what the tournament called, pero sa Irish ata yun. Pero, ano, yung naka-bare hand talaga sila na walang protection, walang kahit ano. I forgot what's the tournament called, pero...
Bare knuckle fight.
Bare knuckle fighting. Ngayon talaga yun. I used to watch a lot of those.
Ayun yung...
Meron pa rin nangyayari.
May boran. Ganun yung may boran, di ba? Walang ano.
Hindi, meron yun. Pero ano, tali. Hindi gloves. Masakit yun na, tali. Yung rope talaga.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yung sa... yung ganyan sa traditional Muay Thai, di ba? Yung tali talaga.
Yung Muay boran.
Oo.
Kasi ang Muay Thai ngayon, may gloves na.
Gloves
yun.
Na.
Ay, ito pala. Fun fact, since na-mention yung gloves. Did you know na dun sa Arnis, the reason why the Americans couldn't shoot the Filipinos down kahit naka-craft rifles na sila, kahit naka 38 caliber na sila. It's because Filipinos wear this tight cloth na pag sinuot sila, tuloy-tuloy pa rin sila. Parang may pressure sa wound. Tapos ang nangyayari doon is parang ano siya, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung galaw kasi may nasa-stop naman yung bleeding for some time. Kaya doon na-invent ang Colt 45. Ay, hindi naman Colt 45, yung... Sorry, my bad.
Wait lang, pero naisip ko
doon. Wait. Sorry. Scratch that. Yung mas malaking caliber.
Yung mas revolver.
Revolver siya. Mas malaking caliber kasi hindi effective sa Filipino yung luma eh.
Magnum?
Ayun. Ata. Kaya yun yung ginawa nila.
Magnum 357?
Hindi ko lang sure. Basta mas malaki siya for Filipinos. So, ayun. Kaya na-survive ng Filipinos. Kaya takabolo lang sila. Ayun.
So, yeah, we're nearing the end of the podcast. Since we burned through the topics like wildfire, this is a usual in my podcast, which are hypotheticals. Basically, I ask hypothetical question and well, you answer on your own opinion.
Okay.
So you guys said all martial arts are imperfect. Pero in your dream world or in your opinion, hypothetically, what's the perfect form of martial arts for you? You can make any form. You just need to explain.
Sige. So, question and answer. And why? Okay. Sino una? Sige, ako muna. Para sa akin, since I am a sports scientist, I believe in the world of science. A perfect martial arts, if it means trying to defend yourself, dapat it triggers special points in the body which enables an opponent. Disables an opponent, rather. So, let's say, dapat yung martial art mo, let's say, tinamaan mo yung, yung temporoid. It's a direct hit. Kasi may butas yan eh. So, ano siya sa brain? Tama siya sa brain. So, I guess if we take into consideration the anatomical perspective of the human body, the perfect martial arts would be to disable a human. Another human, rather. Ayun, yun yung para sa akin. So, sobrang far out, di ba? It's a shot.
It's hypothetical.
I mean, ang mga martial arts naman ngayon, pinag-aaralan natin yan. Ako, personally, I want to study the science behind our knees. Mm. So, paano ba siya effective? Pag nagtama tayo sa temple, ano yung effects ng tama ng stick as compared to suntok? Di ba? So, those are the things na para sa akin makes a martial art person.
Alright, how about you, Takan Ben?
What's
your perfect mo para sa'yo? Hypothetical lang, you can make any form, and hindi naman kailangan
ako,
existing
ano eh?
Martial art ngayon.
Hindi hypothetical eh, pero ako kasi I believe na ano eh. I believe in the term that, kasi as a Christian person, I believe in the term that trust the Lord with all your heart. Kasi, lalo na yung son, kung kilala si David, di ba? Si David is a great warrior, actually, a great king, isa sa mga great king. Though ang ano sa kanya si Hezekiah, pero ang pinaka ano na, ano si David. Kumbaga, at saka ang dami pa sa history. Hindi lang biblical, pero historical talaga. Yung mga kings, mga kilalang kings, sila Solomon, sila ano. Ano yan eh, ang para sa akin, to be perfect, you need to have the proper mindset and the heart of a warrior, which is after God's heart. Yun yung pinaka ano. Para sa akin, yun lang. Kasi ano eh, kung titingnan natin kasi ang history ng ano ng Babylonia, history ng Israelites, history ng mga ano, naging successful sila dahil sa pag-obey nila kay Lord. Yun yung ano kasi si Lord nga noon eh pinapapatay niya yung mga tao eh, yung mga ano o yung isang tribe pinapatay niya. Maraming tribe siya pinapatay.
Si Joshua. The Joshua
Pastor. Tapos ano, yung Israel lang, tapos dadala na yung Ark of the Covenant. Kumbaga ikaw kasi, ako naniniwala kasi if God is with us, who can stand against us? Yun ang pinaka ano ko. Kasi tayo, as today, we are warriors eh. We are warriors not by physical, but also in emotional, sa life natin, sa sarili natin. We are warriors eh. Kumbaga, yun lang ang ano ko, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Tapos sabi nga dun sa ano eh, kaya nga ang sandata ka mao, meron niyang life verse eh. Even though I walk to the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod, arnis, and your staff, they comfort me. Diba? Psalms 23:4.
Yan, that's the saying.
Right. Yan yung isa rin na ano namin. Kasi, if you believe that God is your stronghold pa, siya yung pinaka-weapon mo, no evil can stand against you.
Right.
Ako, ano, naniniwala yung kasi based on my testimony and experience. Yun yung ano ko lang. Yun lang.
Alright. I wanna add something. Though it's different from Coach's perspective. This probably ruins Happy's question. I'm gonna quote Abathur from StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm. He said, "Perfection cannot be captured, but it can be chased."
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't ruin the question.
Right.
That's a nice answer.
Right. So, ayun. It's just a perspective that video games give me.
Alright. How about you, Lakan?
Joy. Sige. Yun nga. So, for me, isa dun sa ano, medyo related. Actually, related talaga, no? Doon din sa sinabi ni Lakan Feds, no? For me, perfect martial arts should really help you grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. Hindi pwedeng physical ka lang nag-grow. Dapat mentally and spiritually. Hindi pwedeng mentally lang, di ba? Dapat may physical and spiritual. At hindi rin pwedeng spiritual lang.
Alright.
Ano yan? Dapat yan, yung balance na yan, no? Ayun ang gusto ko dito sa Sandata Kabawe. Kasi kahit instructor na ako, di ba, nag-grow pa rin kami. Spiritual, mental, and physical. At ganun din ang aming mga members na, kumbara, yung mga ganito, di ba, camaraderie, di ba. Yung may mga ganitong session kayo, di ba, hindi lang physical ang natitraining natin dito. Then, of course, a perfect martial arts should be practical. di ba? Hindi siya yung katulad ng ibang system na kailangan mo pa mag-train ng 4 na taon, 8 taon bago mo malaman na effective siya. Kasi may mga ganyan na style,
actually,
mga ganyan na system. Kailangan mo ng years of training pa, bago mo siya malaman na effective pa talaga to kung ano, di ba? Actually effective naman. Kaya lang ang tagal lang kailangan mong daanan bago mo magano, no? So, it should be practical, no? Martial arts should be practical. Then it should be complete. Yun nga, dapat yun nga, di ba? Kaya ka ako na in love sa FMA kasi complete siya, di ba? May weapons, may empty hands, may grappling, di ba? May combat and sports. Yun. Ay, yun nga, ang group natin ngayon, hindi pwedeng, ano, yung pinapractice lahat, combat and sports. Kasi nung, actually, nung in-start namin, bago, dun pa lang kami sa kombatan and hanggang sa in-start namin itong Sandata Kamao, ako personally, ang favorite ko talaga, combat side eh. Pero as I grow as an instructor, kasi magkakaroon ka talaga ng mga estudyante na, ano eh, bata, di ba, elementary, di ba? Tuturuan mo ba ng combat 'yon? Tuturuan mo ba 'yung mambali ng buto, 'di ba? Manggano, magsundo ng ano, 'di ba? So, kaya kailangan. So, doon ko na rin natutunan sa sarili ko na yakapin din 'yung sport side. Eh. Kasi nung nagsimula talaga ako, ang gusto ko talaga 'yung combat lang. 'Di ba? And may mga taong gano na gusto nila 'yung combat lang. Nothing wrong with that. Pero as an instructor, 'di ba? Ganun eh, magiging demand sa buhay mo na, uy, turuan mo, eh, ilang taon na yung anak mo, di ba? Grade 6, grade 5, di ba? Tuturuan mo ba yan mandukot ng mata? Diba? Hindi naman eh. Di ba? Tuturo mo dyan, sports. Di ba? Ganun. So yun, for me, that is a perfect question.
Alright, so, luck and choice na tuturuan mo ba yung bata mandukot or mangbali ng buto and mata. So, my next question is, as to Lakans and a future guru.
Yes. Hopefully.
Soon.
What morals and values should do you get in martial arts or should a martial artist have or learn?
Number one is yung discipline natin. Kasi sa system natin, sa Sandata Kamao, tinuturoan natin ang lahat na to discipline and respect other. Yan ang pinaka-ano natin na wag maging bully sa weak. Kumbaga, yung mga weak, wag natin oppress, wag mag-oppress ng sariling ano natin. Then love our country. Love our country and our countrymen. Yun yung inaano namin. Yun yung inaano natin. Then above all else, love the Lord with all your hearts. Yun ang pinakaano namin. Kasi by the end of the day, it is between you and God. Yan ang pinakaano namin. Kaya ngayon ano namin, hindi lang physical, you are not fit physically. Also you are fit mentally. And then you are fit spiritually. Kasi pag ano ang problema sa ano kasi sa generation ngayon, maraming depressed, maraming na daming depression. Kumbaga ano, no, let it be known na there is a God who understands you and loves you, and there is a people na pwede mong lapitan actually. Na tulad namin, hindi kami ano, we are instructors yet we are fathers also. Kumbaga parang kami yung tatay nyo dito. Kumbaga you can ask kung ano yung problema nyo sa amin, kung ano yung ano nyo sa amin. Kasi yan din ang wala sa amin noon, nung time namin. Sasamahan ka lang pag nasa loob ka ng gym, pero pag nasa labas, bahala na sa buhay mo. Kumbaga dito sa atin, sabi ko nga, pamilya tayo. Kumbaga ang ano natin, we need to help one another. We treat everyone as a family. Pag may na-oppress sa atin, na ano sa atin, ano natin? Gagawa natin yan ng action. Hindi natin basta ano, kung may naargabyado sa atin, gawa natin yan ng action. Yun yung magandang ibabahagi namin as a lakan. At yet, you as a practitioner, as a student, as a little brothers and sister, ang ano namin, your respect, your loyalty, and your consistency, lalo na sa training natin. at sa organization. Yun lang.
Yun lang. Wait, last session
lang ako wala. Yun lang. Yun yung ano natin. Ano, tsaka discipline. We need to put discipline sa Philip sa ano sa bawat isa. Tapos, don't oppress the weak. Love and respect our country and our country and our country. Yun lang.
Alright.
And love the Lord with all your hearts.
How about Lakan Choy?
Ano kayong tanong mo?
What values and
values.
Morals should do we get in martial arts or should a martial artist have?
Ako ang nakita ko dyan na simula nung karate pa lang, no, and even in Arnis, pag martial arts, dapat ano eh, na ang mga natutunan ko dyan, a martial artist should strive the perfection of character. Hindi natin maaabot yung perfection, no? But we should strive for it. Di ba? Then we must follow the truth, di ba? Na ito yung katotohanan eh. Ito yung tunay, di ba? Na technique, no? Itong system na to ay talagang effective, hindi ito pangloko. Di ba? So ito dapat yung inaano natin. And hindi lang sa martial arts, no? Even sa buhay, di ba? Doon tayo sa katotohanan. Huwag tayo sa kasinungalingan, di ba? Ano yun? Dalawa na yun, di ba? Di ba? Yung sa perfection ng character, then sa pag-follow ng truth, then yung it should have the spirit, no, ng hindi pagsuko. Dapat ang isang martial artist ay hindi dapat madali mag-give up, no? Inside the gym and outside the gym, di ba? In the martial arts life and in life, in real life. Kasi ang buhay, nako, it will smash you. Lalo na nitong nakaraang pandemic, nako. Nako, ang daming nagkaroon ng depression, di ba? So being a martial artist, actually, nakatulong siya, no, na i-stabilize yung mind mo, na ganyan, walang sukuan, di ba? So, yun. Ganyan ang martial artist. Dapat hindi madali mag-give up.
Actually, this will add ko lang sa sinabi ni Lakan Choy na it really helps. Kasi, as for me who suffers from depression and insomnia, after ko mag-training ulit, sarap na ng tulog ko.
As in, tama.
Hindi na ako natutulog ng, hindi na ako nagising hanggang 6 a.m. Tulog ako 12. At sa same.
If you guys didn't know, Lakan Choy is a psychologist na
graduate
industrial psychologist. Yeah, industrial psychology.
Hindi ako medical psychologist.
So yun, may background din siya.
So how about you, future guru?
Okay, diba? So medyo iba ang perspective ko sa mga coaches ko. And medyo controversial din kasi a lot of people are surprised when I tell them this. I am a pacifist. I do not like fighting, especially in real life. Maraming nanghamon sa akin ng awa, hindi ko pinapatuloy. Why? Kasi in my ideology, I'm sorry to say this. In Arnis, I am trained to kill. We are all trained to kill. So if kaya namin pumatay, ba't namin gagawin yun kung buhay nakasalalay dun? Pag na-trigger kami, delikado yun. So as much as possible, I avoid fights. I don't like fighting at all. Siguro, the worst I can do is murahin kita, pero yun na yun. Hindi kita susuntakin, hindi ka tutulakin. Pero if you provoke me, ibang usapan na yan.
So, the moral you're saying or the value is patience or the will to control your...
Yes, yun nga. Again, we go back to discipline. We don't... Bakit, unis lahat, ang tinatanong ko sa sarilo, bakit ba ako nag-martial arts? Bakit ba ako nag-arnis? Hindi naman ako nag-arnis para pumatay. Hindi naman ako nag-arnis para... mambugbog para manuntok. Nag-earnest ako kasi passion ko yun. Nag-earnest ako kasi love ko yung sport. I want to express myself through teaching other people about self-defense and the likes of Sandata Kamau. It's more on maximum tolerance, kumbaga. Hindi, as martial arts yourselves, you should firsthand know na you should not be involved in fighting because you know your capabilities. There's a famous proverb. I don't know who said it, so I'm gonna leave it. If you guys know who it is, like and comment.
Yeah.
So, if you guys know who said it, ang sabi niya, it is better to be a warrior in a garden instead of a gardener at war. Diba? Mm. Mas okay na yung handa ka at alam mo kaysa sa pag nandun da, saka ka matataranta, anong gagawin mo, diba? Mm. Again, like kung sabi ni Coach Feds, kaya kami tinuturuan ng marksmanship, paano pag meron kaming barila, at least alam din namin paano gumitin yun. Diba? So, another thing I learned is, this is last resort. Martial arts is always last resort. Or, well, hindi naman sa martial arts. Self-defense, rather, is always last resort.
Mm.
As much as possible, takbuhan mo siya. Mm. Kausapin mo siya. Pero when it means life or death, make sure you're the one who finishes it. Kasi, ang buhay mo ang nakasalalay dito eh. Diba? So, ang ano dun is maximum tolerance till hindi na talaga kaya. So, ayun. Mm. That's why I'm a pacifist. A lot of my friends know that, pero nasa-shock pa rin sila.
So, here, guys, since sinabi nga ni Brian na last resort ang martial art for self-defense and or self-defense, yes. Actually, I agree with that. Kasi nga, as I told him earlier, there is a thing as, I forgot the exact term, over self-defense.
Na, parang okay na.
Okay na na, sige, tinutukan ka, pero in turn, tinanggal mo yung mata.
Parang ang tanong din is it still self-defense?
Yes. Diba? Ikaw yung makakasuhan doon.
Saka nagte-training pa siya for self-defense. Oo. Kasi ang ano kasi, ang organization kasi, dapat tinuturoan din sila ang mga isulat ng meditation, paano yung mind setting, yung mga ano, hindi lang basta turo lang ano, dito, ano, pag may umano sa'yo, saksakay mo na.
Oo.
Kaya nga, di ba, sabi ko kanina, pang magandang system dapat helps you grow mentally, spiritually.
And as for self-defense, lalo na sa mga taong, ako, this is my real first time training in weapons. Especially yung upcoming sa barrel.
Excited na siya.
Just excited ako. As in, sobra.
Pero, we'll see.
This is for the people who are not trained na nagdadala pa rin ng kutsilyo. Yung mga kutsilyo na bibili lang sa mga weapon shop sa mall. Please don't, as much as possible, bring pepper spray. Kung kutsilyo man,
it's ako ah, I'm a knife enthusiast. Actually, tatlo kaming knife enthusiast eh. We might go against you on that one.
I mean, trained kayo eh.
Yeah, we're trained. Pero for those, I guess you could buy it, pero make sure you know how to use it when it comes to life or death situations.
Responsible owner.
Responsible owner. Huwag mong abusuhin. Basta, parang huwag ka siga na, oh, may kutsilyo ako. Ako na yung Diyos dito sa lugar na to. No. You have a knife to defend yourself, not to provoke anyone. Okay.
At saka ano, dito rin pala sa Santa Atacama, oh, ang tinuturo dito yung law on self-defense, ha?
Ayun.
Hindi lang dito basta tinuturo na, sige, magdala ka ng knife, magdala ka ng ganito. Pero yung law on self-defense, yung ano, yung legal at saka illegal aggressions na ginagawa mo. Kaya, yun, ang inaano ko, ini-encourage ko rin yung mga ibang organizations siguro na gawin nila yun. Kasi, yes, our martial arts, our art is deadly, yet we need to abide on the law. Kasi, by the end of the day, kung ikaw makapatay, kahit sabihin mong self-defense yan or ano, at itong napatay mo is powerful or what, or kung sino man, pwede kang makulong.
Mm. End of the day, nakapatay ka pa rin.
Oo, it's still wrong.
It's still wrong. It's just, you know, ang para sa akin, ang pinakamagandang self-defense is if hindi na siya makatayo, pero hindi pa siya patay. Gets ba?
Oo.
Parang na-disarm mo siya. Kumbaga, that's the best self-defense for me.
Oo, ayun.
Kasi, tiyo mo, kung na-disarm mo siya, pwede pa siya mahuli at hindi ka kakasuhan.
Mm.
So, ayun. That's my perspective.
So yeah, actually that was the last topic, and I'd like to thank you guys for joining my podcast.
Thank you. It was an honor to join this podcast.
Yeah.
First podcast ko to.
Yes. I mean, we're still gonna have a part 2, pero martial arts and movies naman.
Yun, movies. And tingin niyo yung
Raya. And games.
Ayan. Si Lakan Choi, he loves games and movies.
So,
pop culture, oh.
Mm. Ayan.
Kasi isa yan sa naka-impluensya talaga noon, di ba? Kasi I grew up in the 90s, di ba? UFC, yan yun sila pinanganak eh. UFC, tapos sikat na sikat din yun nga. Boxing, Muay Thai noon, karate. Actually, nung 90s, hindi pa sikat ang ano eh, FMA.
Oo,
di ba?
UFC
around
talaga.
Late 2000s na yan eh.
Mm.
Sumikat. Yung FMA.
Luneta.
Hindi pa nga talaga siya sikat doon eh. Ngayong decade na siya, 2010 pataas. Mm. Yung talagang sumikat nung naging ano na, no, nagkaroon na ng RA 9850. Mm. Nagkaroon siya ng boom. Kasi noon nung 90s, binabaliit 'yan eh. 'Di ba? Actually isa ako sa naging biktima niya, kaya nga nagkarate muna ako eh, kasi iniisip ko, anong gagawin niyo pag walang stick, 'di ba?
Yes.
Tapos nung nagkaroon ako ng encounter kay EGM Presas, doon ako na ano na, uy, ang engot ko pala. Kasi na ano eh, pag pinaractice mo na siya, doon mo na ano, lahat pala pwede mo ipasok dito. Kung nagbo-boxing ka, yung boxing moves mo siya, ang dali siya ipasok sa arnis, 'di ba? Buhay tayo ka, ang dali niya ipasok sa arnis. Hindi ka tulad pag nag ano ka, yung nagmuay thai ka, 'di ba? Parang ang hirap. Ang hirap kung kuwari papasukan mo ng ano, ng karate yung muay thai, parang ang hirap, ha? Ganun. Hindi ka tulad ng pag-arnis, i-combine mo sa ibang art, ang dali lang.
Ayun, so guys, please, for the love of God, do not tell an arnisador paano pag wala kang stick. Mabubwisit lang 'yun. Kasi guys, arnis isn't just about sticks, it is just a tool. We could go beyond that.
Okay.
Parang yung PSA.
Sige nga, kahit natutuhan ko sa kendo dati na the sword is just an extension of your arm. It's the same with any weapon na...
Actually, arnis is the extension of the hand.
Ah,
yun ang ano natin. But yung hindi to arnis, yung hindi on the hand.
Ah, okay.
Kaya nga, ang ano natin sa station from arnis, knife,
and hand. Parang palipit-palit ng paliit.
Pero di ba kanina pinakita ko sa'yo, System 1. System 1.
Okay.
Yan tayo siya. Kumbaga extension of the hand.
So yeah, actually, we're at the end of our podcast. And I started this podcast kasi to help businesses and ano, organizations parang mapunta yung spotlight sa kanila. So, if you guys have anything you want to advertise sa business niyo or sa organization ng Sandata Kamao or sa fighting organization, go ahead. You have the floor.
Coach Fets po na.
Actually, Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts is searchable sa Google.
Facebook.
So, searchable siya sa Google. Our Facebook is Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts. Our Facebook page is Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts Headquarters. Then, meron din yung... ako kasi, ang business ko is more on tactical equipments. Since naipapasok ko yung martial arts side dun sa tactical equipment business ko. My tactical equipment business is FHB Tactical. Some of you knows... siguro yung FHB Tactical, searchable din siya sa Google, FHB Tactical. Yan. Mga ano yan, mga knives, many kinds of knives, tactical pants, shorts, gears, equipments, yan ang mga binibenta namin. So yun, like us on Facebook, Sandata Kamao Filipino Martial Arts Headquarters and FHB Tactical.
Ikaw muna, Coach Troy.
Sige. So, yun nga, no? Ang Sandata Kamao, meron sa Facebook. Kung sakaling gusto nyo ng inquiries, pwede nyo kami i-message yun. Just type Sandata Kamao. HQ, no? Headquarters. Yung page natin sa Facebook. Gusto nyo magpaturo. Pwede nyo sabihin, di ba? Gusto nyo ba yung combat lang o gusto nyo lang mag-exercise? Minsan may ganyan eh. Gusto mag-martial arts pero exercise lang pala. Ayaw kasi nila yung aerobics. May mga ganun kasi, no? Sa tagal mo na nagba-martial arts, kung ano-ano ng tao ang mamimit mo, may mga ganun pala, no? Ang gusto nilang exercise, martial arts, pero exercise lang ang gusto nila, di ba? Then, kunwari, gusto nyo rin mag-concentrate sa sports, di ba? Pwede rin, no, na... kung gusto nyo mag-join sa amin, just try to, message us. Gusto nyo magkaroon ng idea, nasa YouTube rin kami. Kung ano bang pinagagawa namin, may mga videos din kami doon, no? Just type Sandata Kamao in YouTube.
Like then, and subscribe, please.
Yes, like and subscribe. Ganun rin sa channel ko, kahit di na siya ganun ka-active, no? Lakan Choy. So, mix yun. Meron tayong mga vlog doon, mga interview kung kani-kanino, tapos may mga martial arts din na video. Then, yun nga, yung FHB Tactical, di ba? So, kung gusto nyo ng mga TAC equipments, ayan, inquire lang kayo doon, FHB Tactical. Then, kung kayo ay fan ng MMA, yan, click like and subscribe din sa UGB MMA. No, yung medyo hardcore athletics to eh, pag MMA.
Underground, Hego Todo.
Yan, and then yun, yung hardcore FMA tournament, Hego Todo. Doon rin kami sa Facebook.
Grand Council kami doon.
Sa Wego Todo. So kung may inquiries din kayo doon, or baka gusto nyo rin lumaban, di ba? Sana, gusto nyo lumaban. No? Ano? Doon rin kayo pwede magpasa ng inyong ano fighter's profile. No? Ako rin naman eh, yung mag-ano sa inyo doon, re-reply. Kasi hawak ko yung page.
Ah, okay. Sa Wego Todo. So you guys said na, ayun nga, Wego Todo. May upcoming fights ba, or...
As of now, wala.
May niluluto ngayon, no? So, mahirap siya i-disclose eh, dahil nga sa pandemic.
I mean, yung pwede lang i-ano.
Ay, yung pwede, ano?
Kasi walang...
May upcoming, kaya lang wala pang definite, ano, talaga. Kasi tinitignan natin kung anong mangyayari pa dito sa pandemic. Hinihintay natin bumalik yung, ano, yung normal para mag-ano. Sinasabi nga nung iba, nagpag-normal na daw, kaya lang, wala pa kang events eh, so hindi pa normal. Kasi kami ang... ganyan, pag ganyan hawak mo MMA events, martial arts event, magiging masasabi mong normal kung nakakapag-held ka na ng tournament. Eh wala pa eh, wala pa nangyayaring tournament eh. So hindi pa siya talaga normal.
Alright. So how about you?
Ako syempre, this is just for ano. Actually, if you guys haven't listened to it, I have written 2 songs in Spotify. Check out For Iron. He's my friend, he's a rapper, and 2 of his songs are written by me. That's IV-Iron. Check out the newest album, Punong Manga. On, ilalim na Punong Manga rather.
Wala sa YouTube doon?
Hindi pa namin ina-upload yung album. Sige. Pero meron din kaming mga kanta doon sa...
Bakang ko yan.
Sample. Thank you. Hindi ako kumakanta, tagusulat lang ako. Ayun.
So, here, example?
Ayun, and the, check nyo na lang, di ba? Kasi mas maganda kung kayo mismo yung makinig doon eh. And, my Instagram, it's @brynary_sunset. That's BRY_sunset. So you guys want to see me throwing knives, me doing a little bit of Arnie's, that's the Instagram to follow. And lastly, if you guys want to personally fight me in knife combat, check out Knife Sport by Carlos Hermanos dun sa may Paranaque sa Sukat. But right now, wala silang mga events. But the moment na magkaroon ulit sila ng tournament, I'll definitely be there. So if you want to fight me personally, bring it on.
Yeah, he's good. Nagsu-Superman punch gamit ng kuchilyo.
Nanalo doon, di ba?
Eh, yeah, 2 beses na ako eh. Pero puro ano, second place. Pero 2 straight wins.
So,
basta ang Sandata Kamao actually wholesome 'yan.
Yeah, sobra.
We train students from 8 years old and above. Yan ang ano namin, hangga't kaya pa. We also train special child na ano na
mga special needs. Yeah. Special needs.
All around.
Kasi may program kami diyan. Mm. Hindi lang basta combat patay-patay ano-ano pero but ano may mga program kami for students, may mga students na may special needs sa mga grannies, mga matatanda, sa mga bata, may mga program kami diyan. Yun.
Saan mo gusto mag-focus, sabihin mo lang.
We are here to help.
Or,
we find ways.
We find ways with you. So yeah, ayun na ba yung i-advertise niya?
Yeah, I think that.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, Happy.
Because we are happy today because of your podcast.
Happy to
Guys, I'd highly encourage you to check out the other podcast here in this channel. It's amazing.
Yes, thanks guys. Again, thanks for my guest, Lakan.
Last message.
Lakan Ped, Lakan Choi, and future guru, Brian.
Hopefully soon.
And yeah, the links or the businesses they have and the the Sandata Kamao page will be on the description. So don't worry if hindi nyo narinig na maayos. I'll put the links below. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode and fuck off.
What?